USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will visit hurricane-ravaged Florida with a pledge that the feds are coming to help rebuild homes, businesses, and lives. Hurricane Ian has resulted in roughly 100 deaths, including 75 in Florida. Joining Biden in Florida will be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think FEMA has worked very well with the state and local, and we want to continue to do it and have all hands on deck.
Democrat President Biden has put the nation's gross national debt into uncharted territory with extensive spending during a recession. Our debt has surpassed $31 trillion as we head into a new fiscal year. The U.S. Treasury report was released Tuesday. New York Yankees player Aaron Judge launched his 62nd home run of the season against Texas Rangers last night, breaking the American League record he shared with Roger Maris. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.